This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this.
So, just quickly returning back to Neil's travel attire. Is it a thing?
I heard that.
Sorry. Is it a thing? Do people get up at the end of a flight and get changed? I don't think you can do that. I think they would stop you. I think they'd say, no, we're deboarding now. You can't use the bathroom. Wait till you get into the airport.
Right. Couple of things. I didn't always have to get changed because depending on what bottoms I was wearing, I would get away with wearing shorts underneath them.
See, I think this is all justifications of the situation. I think you're like just trying to find more leeway for you to be right.
Huh?
Because you didn't bring this up initially. Also, what I want to take issue with is you saying like, oh, well, it wasn't at the end of the flight. It was during the flight.
Yes.
But the temperature in the cabin is the same in the UK to during the flight and when you get to Spain. It's only once the doors open and you feel the heat.
Right. So call it a 3-hour flight. I can't remember how long the flight is. Let's say it's 3 hours. How many people are on a plane, average?
I don't know.
Let's say it's way more than this, but let's say it's 100.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So it's 100 people.
100, yeah.
All shitting themselves. There's hot drinks, hot food. That heat doesn't go anywhere. So it does actually warm up on a flight.
So why couldn't you just wear your shorts from the get-go? I can't deal with this. If you knew you're going to be in an uncomfortably hot situation, environment, why wouldn't you put your shorts on?
Why are you fixated on me wearing trousers in
the
UK?
I feel like you lied to me. I feel like you... Right, so, right, this is what I think. If I'm to, like, take myself out of the situation and look at it from a third party, I said to you years ago, my mother always told me, bring a separate set of clothes with you on your carry-on, just in case your luggage gets lost. You still have a change of clothes. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember this. I remember you saying it in another episode, but I don't remember this from years ago.
Okay, well, I remember us talking about this, and you went, yeah, my mother always said the same to me. It's just a precaution, just in case.
I might have said my mum does it, or my mum might have told me to do it, but it didn't mean I did it.
But your mother told you to do it, and you agreed. Go, yeah. So I took that as you did it. You took the advice. You did the same thing. You were agreeing with me. I think where wires got crossed was you went, yeah, meaning I bring a change of clothes for the airport, i.e. your shorts.
I just can't understand the fixation. It's not a hard concept.
It's because you do this so often to me where you say something, go, yeah. And then when we talk about it another time, you're like, oh, no, that's not true. That never happened. And it's like, what the fuck?
It's really not that important. Right, I get on a flight in a pair of trousers because in the UK it's 3 a.m. It's cold. I know I'm arriving in Spain, Italy. Where else have I been? What's nice? Is that it? Where else have I been? What's nice weather? I didn't have to change when I was coming over to fucking Ireland. Put it that way. So.
Well, you first came over to Ireland in January as well, so it's not even like you were coming over in the summer. You got a chance of like 15 degrees plus.
So it's not a hard concept to get your head around that a pair of shorts isn't going to take up much room.
I feel a bit gaslit here, if I'm honest with you. I feel like you do this a lot. You'll say something and then turn it on me and then I look the asshole and it's like, I know you said this.
I'm definitely going to ask.
See, because you just said to me there, what's the big deal? You're acting as if I've got the issue here. Whereas in reality, I'm just like, well, this is different to what you previously said. Look at your face!
Because why am I having to fucking explain myself? It's because a very normal
you said,
thing.
Because you're contradicting.
It's only the same, right, as say you're wearing a fucking, an hoodie, yeah? You're wearing an hoodie. Mm-hmm. You arrive in fucking Italy.
Yeah.
You're going to take that fucking hoodie off and just wear the t-shirt from underneath or
the string
top. But a
hoodie's an extra layer I can take off. I'm not changing outfits. That's where the issue comes in. And you've just changed the game by saying you'd wear them underneath your clothes.
So you'd be happier if I were wearing them fucking trousers with the zips on, where I can just unzip and take the bottoms off and return into shorts.
Although they're not the best look, in my opinion, I think I would, because at least that would make more sense.
Well, I wouldn't be seen fucking dead in them. That's why I go to the toilet and take the trousers off, put the shorts on, and go back and sit down.
I think you're being deliberately awkward. If I'm honest with you, I think you're trying to fuck with my head over your travel attire. I think you're trying to make me spiral out of control over this. And like I said, we've been on holiday together to a hot country. This never happened. So that's really fucking me up.
Right. Well, we'll ask people in the group. We'll ask people in the Facebook group. I'm going to put a poll up. I haven't had to do it since the headless chicken thing.
Yeah, which by the way,
I won.
But can we address that? Because you tried to make it out as if it was me versus you. I said, I think it's both. And you're like, no, you're wrong. And it turns out a lot of Americans say it the way I said it. So I'm guessing I've heard it on TV on American shows.
Well, that
and
doesn't
just
surprise me
back.
One fucking bit.
Well, yeah, both of us watch a hell of a lot of American television, so.
You copy everything the Americans do.
Okay, a British person saying that? No, not happening. Don't you go to prom?
Do you go to high school?
No, you do.
We don't go to high school.
Yes, right.
We go
look
to secondary.
No, we go to secondary
school. No, we go to secondary.
Neil, look up
infants,
a lot of...
Infants, juniors, secondary.
Primary, secondary.
What?
It's called primary and then secondary.
Yeah, but we call it juniors.
Hey, everybody. We've got yet another true crime podcast to tell you about.
But this one is different.
That's right. I'm Bill.
And I'm Paul. And we are Crimes, Killers, Cults,
and Beer.
True crime stories, two crazy Florida men.
Do you want a podcast that does well-researched deep dives on topics?
Do you want a podcast that doesn't take itself seriously and at the same time ridicules the bad guys relentlessly?
Do you want a somber tone podcast that just spouts the facts and literally nothing else? That's not us. You'll get the deep dive, sure, and you'll get lots of facts, but you'll laugh too.
Because you need to laugh. And when you're listening to stories about horrific monsters like Carl Pandram, Peter Curtin, and cults like Heaven's Gate.
Some of them make it easy to make fun of them because of their utter stupidity, like BTK and the Pizza Bomber. Others we have to work at, but either way, you're going to get a well-researched story every time.
You'll also get crazy old Florida stories that you may not have heard before, like the murderous mayor of Cedar Key, William Cottrell, and the original Florida cracker, Bone Mazel.
Bone Mazel. So give us a listen wherever you get your podcast. We're also on YouTube and social media. Links to everything is on our website, ckcbpodcast.com. So check it out. That's Crimes, Killers, Cults,
and Beer.
Right, so do you want to get into today's episode then?
Yes.
Get away from this trauma.
Yes. Because I just feel like I'm being attacked for no fucking reason.
You know what? So today we're going to take a look at pirate punishments, Neil. This is something that should interest you, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't sound too excited now, Neil, okay? Calm down.
No.
I must say, you're out of control right now.
So you mean like gibbet and
gibbet.
Are you on about punishments done to pirates or what pirates would do?
Both.
Okay. So gibbet.
It doesn't sound good. No,
gibbet.
I prefer gibbet. Gibbet sounds more fun.
Yeah.
Gibbet.
Yeah, fuck off or I'll gibbet you.
I don't know who you're saying that to, but... So the first one we're going to take a look at is called sweating.
What?
Sweating.
As in sweating?
That's how it's spelled, yeah. Sweating.
So it's just putting them somewhere out?
No.
Oh.
Sweating was when the accused would be tied to the central mast of the ship... And the crew would pull on the ropes in order to make the body just sort of dance around. They kind of just use this person as a rag doll.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's not the most severe punishment. Obviously, you know, they can be pretty fucking brutal, pirates.
Yes.
This was more kind of like, let's mock you. So...
Well, I still wouldn't enjoy it.
Well, no, you wouldn't. And also to add to the humiliation, the other crew members would also... jab at the person with cutlasses and daggers as he was being dragged back and forth along the ship.
But you're saying it's not that severe?
Compared to some of the other shit the pirates
are... Cutlass is a fucking sword.
I can't see. This is the thing. I can't get into the rest of them yet because then she's going to ruin it. There's no point to the episode. But once you hear some of the other shit they did, this is child's play in comparison.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
Now, don't forget, while all this was happening, you're going to have all the other people on the in the crew sat around drinking and jeering and just acting the bollocks, you know, great crack with the lads.
Yeah.
So you're literally just fucking ragdolling all over the place while this is happening.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
You seem annoyed.
Why is it called sweating?
I don't know. You see, you're focusing on the title. Like, it's not the thing to focus on. So this one I find particularly brutal. I think it's probably the worst one, in my opinion. Cat O' Nine Tails. Have you heard of it? When I first read about it, it was like, the name sounds familiar. But I couldn't have told you. Quick,
no,
take a guess.
No. Well, Cat O' Nine Tails.
Yeah, go on, quick. First thing comes into your head, what do you think it is?
No idea.
So the Cat O' Nine Tails was a whip. And a fucking brutal one at that.
Oh, it had shitloads of
Yes. So
loads of tassels.
Yeah, it comprised of nine strips with knotted ends. And sometimes the ends of these knots, they would have fish hooks or musket balls attached to them. You know, because you can really break the skin that way, yeah. You know? And hygiene obviously was not a high priority for pirates, so the whip would still have blood and flesh from the previous victim on it.
Fucking hell.
And if you were sentenced to flogging, you would receive 39 lashes under Moses' law. So 40 stripes lacking one on your bare back. And the reason for this was that it was thought to be the most a person could survive.
I don't know. I think you could survive more than that.
Yeah, well, a lot of people did actually survive a much higher number of lashes, but also many died from far fewer.
Oh.
But there is a high chance a lot of the deaths can be attributed to, you know, infections caused by the horrific conditions that the whip was left in from the previous person.
Weren't that supposed to be what happened to Blackbeard?
I don't know. You tell me. You're kind of the pirate guy.
Yeah, but the when it comes to... Right, so you know when it comes to pirates?
Yeah.
There's so many different theories for...
Yeah,
one
we can't
thing.
Be 100% sure on the history.
And I'm pretty sure one of them is he had some sort of infection. It might have been an STD and it sent him fucking berserk. Like it's
syphilis?
Could have been. It like, because it was untreated.
Do you mean check it?
You can do.
Blackbeard, yeah.
Yeah. Edward Thatch.
I think you're right. I think I remember reading something about that.
Edward Thatch. Pretty sure he had an STD and it sent him berserk because it weren't treatable.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it was syphilis that Blackbeard had.
Yeah, and because it weren't treated, it sent him berserk. Like, he started turning on people and...
I mean, he probably didn't have far to go as, like, a brutal... one of the probably most well-known pirates in history. But like, he was known for being particularly brutal, him, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he would have lasted longer because everyone was scared stiff of him. They thought he was the devil, didn't they? Because he used to put... dynamite wick in his fucking...
Oh, yeah, he just didn't give a fuck, like,
in his beard, and he lit it.
He was all about the theatrics.
Yeah, so it looked like the devil's coming towards you with, like, his beard would be smoking and shit.
So another thing about the whip that makes it kind of seem even more sinister, It will be kept stored inside a bag, and it was only taken out once someone had been sentenced to flogging. So when you see that shit coming out, it's, oh, you know some shit's gone down.
Yeah. And it were festering in there with no air getting to it.
Yeah, just lumps of flesh and shit. Ah, oh, it's fucking manky.
So do you know what you do?
Mm?
Behave yourself.
Just fucking behave, lads. There's
just,
no need for
just
it.
Just behave yourself and you're not gonna get it.
Now, I don't know if this is 100% true. Apparently that's where the phrase comes from, to let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, that probably makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Confirmed by Neil.
I've got another one of them for you.
Go on.
It's a very interesting one.
I know. Yeah. Go on. This is a good one, this.
So do you know when there's a group of you go into a car and you say,
oh, no.
And you say shotgun because you want to sit in the passenger seat. You want to sit in the front.
Yeah.
So back in the day when it were horse and carriage, you'd have someone sat at the front with the driver. Do you call the driver?
controller of the buggy
yeah.
carriage
would sit there with a shotgun in case bandits came to rob it.
Mm.
So that's where the term comes from, shotgun.
I thought you were actually going to say another one. You told me a different one. I don't want to spoil it. Do you remember the bullet one?
Oh, yeah. So back in like Civil War days in America, they'd use like random houses and manors and stuff as hospitals to treat the wounded. And because they didn't have painkillers and as such, they'd give them a bullet to bite on. And that's where it comes from, bite the bullet. Bite the bullet and get it done.
No, it's good though. I'd never heard that. You know, the amount of useless shite you tell me, but I was like, oh, that's interesting.
I think the shotgun one's better. But like, apparently people would bite the bullet that hard. Because you got to remember, they were cutting legs off and all sorts. And all you'd got was drink some whiskey and bite a bullet.
Mm.
And there were actually teeth marks in the bullets. So yeah, we'll turn this into a fucking history lesson. By the lad who failed school.
Failed school in its entirety. Failed high school.
That was no good.
No good. So next we have walking the plank. A very quick and simple execution method.
Can I guess?
One we've all heard of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we've all made like our siblings or cousin or whoever walk off the edge of a fucking bed or a sofa to walk the plank or something to that effect.
What sort of evil fuck was you? I was too busy pretending to be a Ninja Turtle or a wrestler.
I like that because like the Ninja Turtle, you have to pretend. Like you can't be a Ninja Turtle. Whereas like pretending to be a wrestler, well, were you wrestling?
Kind of.
Kind of?
I think that's where I got my first concussion. Smacked my head off a radiator.
So the person would be bound with ropes and have to walk along a plank that will be balanced over the edge of the ship and plummet down into the water to their death, and in doing so, joining Davy Jones's locker.
Okay.
I didn't know if you wanted to say anything about that.
Davy Jones's locker?
Yeah, I thought that would be something of interest to you, because it's the whole kind of mythology bit there, isn't it? Or urban legend.
Isn't that where Kraken and stuff comes into it? Don't they think at the bottom of Davy Jones's locker, that's where there's a Kraken?
I don't know, I thought you'd be the one to more so elaborate. If you wanted to.
I think you've overestimated my knowledge on pirates. I've
watched Pirates of the Caribbean and I've played Black Flag.
And is I've Black watched...
Flag? Black Flag as well. That was called Black Flag, wasn't it?
What?
Was that called Black Flag?
What was?
That pirate show I used to watch.
Black Flag, yeah.
Black Flag.
I think so.
So basically your knowledge is entirely based off of fiction with bits of fact.
No, like... Because some of the stuff I learned because they included it in TV shows and stuff, but you have to check, is it factual? But you don't know if it's factual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a certain amount of faith you have to have in what they piece together kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, I think the last thing I looked up to do with pirates was Anne Bonny, because that one was fascinating because she actually got away from piracy. And
she was a bad bitch.
Well, there's rumors, but
who was the British woman? There's a British woman who I don't know if she was friends with Anne Bonny or kind of they just crossed paths a lot.
Mary.
She was fucking deadly as well.
Mary Summit? Was she the one who was pregnant? They wanted
her and Anne Bonny. I think they both said that they were pregnant because they knew they wouldn't.
Yeah.
They'd have compassion for them.
They were
mercy.
About to get executed, and they said you can't. We're pregnant.
Yeah, so they were like, oh, only kidding.
Yeah. Mary. Was it Mary somewhat?
I think so.
Mary Read.
Mary Read, that sounds familiar, yeah.
I think it was Mary Read and Anne Bonny. And then there was a woman and she disguised herself as a young lad to get on the pirate ship.
Mary Read, yeah.
So yeah, the last thing I'd looked up was to do with Anne Bonny, you know, but she was Irish and she was supposed to be like ruthless. As a pirate. And then she got away from it. She got away from execution. And the rumour was she married, had kids and died of old age.
I hope she did. I hope she did just kind of like fuck off and manage to live her own life. She literally didn't just get like fucking murdered and dumped somewhere.
Literally disappeared. Went off the grid. So they reckon, but she just changed the name and died of old age.
You know what's really annoying is when you think of that in the historical sense, going off the grid... Like I said, you hope maybe they went off and lived a nice life, whatever, settled.
Could have got run over the next day.
Well, could have. But nowadays, when someone says off the grid, you think of some conspiracy fucking head the ball.
Yeah.
Completely different meaning nowadays. As they post on Facebook.
Yeah, they'll post on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm going off the grid. I need time away from Facebook. So I'm going to post it on Facebook. But I need time away from Facebook.
My life is so hard.
Do you know the worst post to see on Facebook? Mm. Is, fuck my life. You know, going through some shit at the minute. I can't talk about it though. What the fuck did you post it for then?
Yeah.
So what's the next one?
So next we have marooning.
Well, I know what that is.
What's marooning?
You take them to a fucking deserted island and fuck off and leave them there.
Yep.
They're marooned.
They're marooned.
Like, it's very self-explanatory. It's very self ex. It says itself.
It does what it says in the tin. So, yeah, no, you're right. So this is when pirates would intentionally leave someone in a remote, uninhabited area, and they'd have nothing more than a small amount of food, some water, and a pistol would quite often be given to them.
Yeah.
So they had the option of choosing suicide.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty much a death sentence.
Oh, do you know, just to talk about like deserted islands and stuff?
Yeah.
This is something else what goes into the, you know, you don't know what's fact and what's not. So you know how they portray pirates, but they bury the treasure to go mm-hmm. back to it.
Yeah.
Some say it's true. Some say it's false. So a lot of people will say it's false. They didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But did you see that thing? I think it was like last year or year before. I think it's, is it in America or Canada
yes,
or something?
Yes, where there's a, this there's for a, years.
There's an island and people who buy the island and then they're taking like, excavation diggers
yes.
and shit and they're failing and they're going bankrupt and then they're selling
BuzzFeed
the island.
Unsolved did it, didn't they? They went to that place to yeah. try and look for it, yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be it's supposed to be like a mountain or something, but you go in from the top and you have to work your way down. But there's all these different traps what will like set water going and like, it's fucking mad.
Oh, no, I think I'm thinking of a different one, but I know what you're on about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, the one you're talking about.
They reckon the pirates fucked up. They made it that hard, but even they couldn't get
yes.
back to it.
Yes. Yeah. No, I remember what you're going on about. I'm thinking of a different one. It's some island. Oh, where is it?
Are you thinking of the one?
Is it in the Rockies or something like that?
Is it in Canada?
I'm not sure where it is. I think it's America, is it? I don't know where it is, but it's, yeah. People kept going and kept, like, it was this thing like everyone wanted to find it and it was finally found a year or two ago.
Oh, I know what you're on about. Like, what I'm talking about would be a lot more fucking treasure than what you're talking about. You're talking about the guy who did a treasure hunt thing.
But it's been going years, yeah. like.
No, I'm talking about, like, it was in a cave, but the cave is fucking like rigged with booby traps.
Yeah, as soon as you get down there, you can't get back out. Like,
yeah. And apparently so many like millionaires, billionaires have gone bankrupt trying to get to this treasure.
More money and sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, getting back to the marooning side of things. Like I said, it was pretty much a death sentence. Although there were a few who survived, like the case of William Greenaway.
Never heard of him.
Okay, so he was marooned on an island with seven others after his ship was seized. But the pirates did actually return, and they transferred the men to a sailboat that was anchored a mile from shore. So if anything, they're actually worse off.
Why?
Because they're taken from the land
yeah.
to a sailboat.
Uh-huh.
So they're in like just a smaller space in the ocean. What are they to do?
Row.
They don't have it. It's just anchored. In the water.
Oh.
Yeah. But on this boat, there was a hatchet blade. So William was the only one who was actually able to swim out of these men. So he swam to shore. He was able to build a raft and collect, you know, berries and whatever small amount of food he was able to find
yeah.
on the island. So it's starting to look up for them, you know?
Must have took a bit.
Well, he'd been knackered. And like I said, he was the only who could swim. It was all on him.
How the fuck do you become a pirate and you can't swim?
Well, these are just crewmen, weren't they? So they were probably just like taking a job. Isn't that how it worked? You just sign up to go on a ship and work on a ship?
I have no idea.
But again, the pirates came back and forced William and two others of the other crew members to join them. Now, it's like they can't catch a break. These pirates are just fucking with them, really. But luckily, not long after that, the pirates were captured by the Spanish. And once they were told of William's story, they actually sent rescue for the men who had remained loyal to him during the ordeal. So it worked out all right.
Yeah.
It's one of the few cases where it was like...
Speaking of Spanish as well, isn't that supposed to be a true pirate tale? Pirates robbed, like they fought against a Spanish ship, but this Spanish ship had shitloads of gold, like it was transferring gold. And I don't think the pirates realised it was transferring gold. And still to this day, they're still finding this Spanish gold. And you can buy it. In fact, Q from In Between Us, he has one. He opened it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what they call them. They have a name. I think it begins with a C or something. And he bought one of these coins. Like, I don't know how much he paid for it. And it were like, you know, it were minted and everything in like this protective casing. And he fucking opened it on a live show.
Well, they're fucking loaded anyway. It's not really, give a shout, would they?
Yeah, but something like that. Like, dope.
Next, we have Drying in the Sun. I'm sorry. I know you're I know you're saying, like, I think you're overestimating, but I keep feeling like you're going to jump in at some point, like, oh, yeah. And you're just like, just staring me dead in the eye.
So I'm guessing this is just leaving them out in the sun to shrivel up.
Yes. So pirates who had been captured by the British would be placed in an iron cage. That would be hung up high on a wooden post. Yes.
A gibbet.
Yes. A gibbet. Gibbet.
Gibbet.
Gibbet.
Fucking gibbet.
For fuck's sake, lads. It's gibbet.
Gibbet.
And obviously they... and obviously they would be left there without food or water to just bake in the sun. How's that for you? It came back round, lads.
While we're on the subject, I think it's like episode 10 is when we covered the gibbet. Go and listen to it. There's some fucked up shit with it. Remember the morbid bastard who were pushing a corpse around in a wheelbarrow before?
Yeah.
Like, fucked.
So next is hanging. We've all heard of it, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's not strictly for pirates, but...
Could also be on a gibbet.
A gibbet, yeah. And it was. Keeping with the theme, something that we have mentioned before was Execution Dock in London. That was one of the ones we listed during the gibbet episode.
Yeah.
Execution Dock was specifically for those guilty of crimes such as piracy, smuggling and mutiny. So as we discussed during our episode on the gibbet, these executions would often attract crowds and the bodies could be left hanging for quite some time. After his hanging, Captain William Kidd, his body would be displayed in an iron cage in a different location for 3 years. So how's that grab you? He went from one iconic location
to then being displayed elsewhere. Must have just been a fucking skeleton.
Well, yeah, for three years. But that's what they did.
With birds pecking away at it and all.
That's what they did with the gibbets. They just were like, oh, look at this morbid decoration.
I know they used to hang pirates on shores. So pirate ships coming in would see them and be like, oh, shit. They don't fuck about with pirates.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one we mentioned before, the execution dock in London.
Yeah.
That was what that one was for. I didn't realise at the time we were doing the jib. I didn't go into like a lot of research about each independent one. But actually, no, we did specifically hone in on one, the one in West Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you never mentioned, but Billy the Kid were in one of them in the gibbet episode.
William Kidd.
Yeah, what do you think Billy is?
He's known as William Kidd. Like, when I hear Billy the Kid, I think of, like, Wild West.
And where do you think he got the name from?
I don't know. Are they connected?
No.
It doesn't come up with Billy the Kid when I searched him.
You could search Billy the Kid the Pirate.
So if I search Billy the Kid, right, first off.
Billy the Kid the Pirate.
No, Billy the Kid first. See which is more common.
Well, obviously the one that's in movies and shit, which is...
Billy the Kid immediately comes up with Billy the Kid, American Outlaw.
Yeah.
and a picture of Barry Keoghan.
I don't know who that is.
It's your man from Love Hate, who's now like a massive fucking Hollywood star. So if you type in Billy the Kid Pirate, William Kidd comes up. William Kidd, also known as Captain William Kidd or simply Captain Kidd. Billy the Kid versus Captain Kidd. Okay, so there's a Reddit about it. We could look into that. So next is mutilation.
Can I guess?
Guess what?
What the torture method is.
Oh, well, there is multiple things. It's mutilation in general. But go on, did you have like a specific one that you know about?
Genitals will be one. Tongues. They used to cut people's tongues out. Eyes, maybe. You're going to get into that. I know you fucking are.
So, Captain Bartholomew Roberts. Do you know who that is?
Bart Roberts. Yeah, he was in the British Navy. And then I think he went to piracy.
Okay, well, I meant like what he was known as, like his...
Summit Roberts.
No, you're absolutely wrong. It was Black Bart.
I know the name. Bartholomew Roberts.
Okay, so... Yeah, Bartholomew Roberts, or Black Bart, states in his pirate code that should a pirate get caught stealing from another pirate, that he's in for a bit of mutilation, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also said to inflict needless torture. Their noses and ears would be slit, and then they'd be put ashore. Somebody's just cause them shit tons of pain, then be like, bye.
Yeah.
He would also use the corpses of people he had hung for target practice. There's also Edward Lowe, and he was said to have been incredibly sadistic. So, yeah, he loved a bit of torture. After he had captured the captain of another ship, he was said to have cut off the man's lips, cooked them, and then force-fed them back to him.
Fucking hell.
Some other victims of his included a fisherman who was forced to eat his own ears and a captain who had his heart cut out, which another prisoner was then forced to eat.
Jesus.
And finally, a very well-known one, I think, I'd say, keel hauling.
Is this the one that I said is one of my worst?
Yes, like, this is a particularly gruesome and prolonged ordeal.
Yeah, they can just keep it going for as long as they want.
Well, see, that was one thing. I tried to look up about it and I couldn't get a yes or no answer on the reality of whether it was over and over again or not.
It would have been.
Yeah, like...
Once wouldn't have been enough, would it?
Would have been. So, basically, this was when the accused would be suspended by a rope from the mast of the ship. They're tied at their feet and weighted down, and they would then be dragged along the bottom of the ship, known as the keel, over and over again, as far as I know. Like I said, I couldn't get a definitive answer of how many times... Like, was there a certain number, or did you get, like, one or two or five or whatever... depending on what you'd done.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the thing that's so bad about this particular method is that it wasn't an execution method as such, but it could easily be fatal. I mean, to be completely honest, drowning from this ordeal sounds somewhat more of an appealing option than the latter.
Yeah.
You know, sort of a lesser of two evils situation going on.
Yeah.
So if you did manage to survive being dragged through the water, your skin would have been ripped to shreds by barnacles. So just to give you a sense, there's two quotes here. Plunging the delinquent repeatedly under the ship's bottom on one side and hoisting him up from the other, having had passed under the keel, culprit is allowed sufficient intervals to recover the sense of pain, of which indeed he is frequently deprived during the operation.
Yeah.
So they want you to come back and really get a sense of how much damage has been done to your body.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked. That's really fucked up.
Yeah, because it'd end too quick. If they literally just kept pulling him round and round and round, it wouldn't take long to kill him.
I mean, that's truly torture. That's truly sadistic and fucked up. It's like... Right, you've just gone through that severe pain. Now sit there in it and think about it.
I if it were me, I'd be praying for a shark. You know, I'm bleeding.
That's what I mean. Like, it sounds terrible to say, but I think I'd rather drown than have to. It's the lesser of two evils kind of thing, isn't it? So that's the end of our list of pirate punishments. I think that's pretty bad. I think for me, the Cat of Nine Tails, I mean, I know that one is, you know, worse, really. But the Cat of Nine Tails is just the image of the flesh and shite still on it.
I think for me, it's the syphilis.
For you, it's the syphilis, yeah.
So, yeah, I apologise to you because I think you were expecting me to have more knowledge on pirates. But like I said, it's very hard to know what was fact and what wasn't.
Well, the thing about it is, like you've just said, yeah, you don't know.
Because
they
do like to Hollywood pirates a lot.
Yes. So in one way, it's easier because you don't have to be so... you don't have to worry as much about absolute fact because so much of it is somewhat...
Yeah, it's like...
storytelling. But you don't want to kind of just speak out and be like, oh, it's this, and no.
It's like, I think... I don't know if I read this or if I'm coming up with this, but it actually makes sense. I think the reason why it's so hard... So, say Romans, yeah? Romans was thousands of years ago. And there's certain things we know is fact about that because we have it. We found it.
Yeah.
Whereas with pirates, a lot of it was...
Well, they were lawless. They were outside of our society, so...
Yeah, and like a lot of stuff they might have had has gone down with a ship, and even that ship hadn't been found. So you're not going to find...
Yeah.
Items, what was on that ship.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a very interesting one, that actually, yeah. Interesting.
Interesting. I'm dropping fucking bombs on you. No, that doesn't sound right. Fuck.
Truth bombs.
I'm dropping facts.
Spitting straight facts.
Yeah.
So, for our oddity.
Okay.
The Amazon review killer. Have you heard of him? Have you heard about this? You read about this?
Is this an actual killer?
Yes.
Okay.
He was a convicted serial killer. He was convicted on 7 counts of murder and 3 counts of kidnapping. So a right bastard.
Yeah.
Okay. And one thing about this guy, he loved a good Amazon review. Now, he...
Please tell me. Hang on.
What?
Right, so say he bought a spade on Amazon.
Yes.
What, he leaves a review on that spade saying, came in handy. For
essentially,
bashing
yeah.
someone's head in.
Not quite to that level, but essentially, yes. Now, I couldn't find the item he left this on, but one was, it's blacker than my soul and priced right. Okay, that one's not too, it's kind of just be like, what?
Okay.
For a shovel, keep it in the car for when you have to hide the bodies.
I wonder how this guy got caught.
So for a chainsaw?
Went through bone like butter.
Works excellent. Getting the neighbour to stand still while you chase him with it is hard enough without having an easy-to-use chainsaw. Yeah.
What the fuck?
For a padlock, solid locks have 5 on a shipping container, won't stop them, but sure will slow them down till they are too old to care. For a knife, haven't stabbed anyone yet. When I do, it will be with a quality tool like this.
How long ago is this?
This was recent enough. I'm not going to go into too much detail because we could well cover this case.
Okay.
But like I said about the padlock, when police searched his home,
yeah,
they did find a woman chained up inside a storage container. Like this guy was
alive
fucking...
Or?
Yes, yes. They did manage to rescue her. This guy was fucking bad news. And it's so fucking creepy.
Is it America?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah, the Amazon review killer.
That's fucked.
It really is. I remember when I first heard this and I was like, okay, like, is this kind of, you know, clickbaity shite? He's like, no. It was a serial killer leaving reviews for the products he had most probably used.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
No.
Like, why would that surprise me? But no. Someone leaves reviews on products they've used to kill someone.
Yeah. Bastard. Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion, or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.